An earthquake in the Orthodox Christian world. That's what some of the faithful say the war in Ukraine has triggered. Ukraine has several denominations of the Orthodox Church. One of them follows a bishop in Moscow, or followed, that is, until the Russian invasion. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from Western Ukraine.
On the day that Russia invaded, the Church of St. George in Western Ukraine posted a sign on its front gate.
Condemning Russian war.
Condemning war Russia, which is pretty out of character, because this church belongs to the Ukrainian Orthodox Church of the Moscow Patriarchate, as in, it follows a bishop in Moscow.
We are saying God bless at the entrance.
I thought this church would be empty when I stopped by for Sunday services. It's hard to find anyone in Ukraine these days who owns up to ties with Russia. But I was wrong.
Oh my God, it's packed. You can't even find room. Amazing.
Worshippers are crammed in, shoulder to shoulder, women in lace head coverings, children squeezing through our legs, the smell of candles, the glow of a chandelier, illuminating hundreds of icons of saints. They're here to pray and also to witness something extraordinary. When bearded, golden-robed priests carry bread and wine to the altar, they normally invoke the name of their bishops in both Moscow and Ukraine. But today, they refuse to say the Moscow bishop's name. It might sound like a small liturgical change, but for Orthodox Christians,
I would call this a serious earthquake in the Orthodox world.
Nicholas Denishenko is a theology professor at Valparaiso University in Indiana.
There were many Orthodox churches that stayed on Russia's side, or kind of were waiting to see what was going to happen with this. And some church leaders are outraged at what they're seeing.
They're outraged, he says, at the failure of their patriarch in Moscow to denounce this war. Instead, in his sermon Sunday, the Russian Orthodox Patriarch Kirill defended Russia's invasion.
Это гей парад.
And said it had to do with gay pride parades in Ukraine. Some Ukrainian churches have already broken away from Moscow over the years. And now, Mykola Danilevich, a spokesman for all the remaining Ukrainian churches that are still allied with Moscow, tells NPR that he plans to ask church leaders for independence from Moscow. It's a change that would affect more than 5 million Ukrainians. Cyril Hovaroon is an Orthodox priest who worked in Moscow advising the patriarch. Not only did the Russian church back Vladimir Putin's war, it helped justify it, Hovaroon says, with bogus claims that Orthodox faithful were being persecuted in Ukraine and Russia needed to step in.
I saw this ideology in its cradle, and I was really terrified.
He says he tried to warn the Moscow Patriarch as early as 2010 that if he backed Putin, he could lose his Ukrainian churches. But he says the church did not listen.
Many people in the Orthodox world, not just in Russia, they see Putin as new Orthodox emperor.
Hovaroon is now calling for his own fellow priests to face justice for collaborating with Putin. Back at the Church of St. George, some of the older parishioners are not convinced, though. I still think the Moscow Patriarch is a godly man, says Helena Mikoleva, who's worshipped here for 40 years. Others denounce Moscow but say this is confusing at a time when they need their spiritual community most.
Ksenia, a saint of Petersburg.
Ksenia Kotik is another worshipper here who's named after a Russian saint.
She gave her life to Christ.
She says she no longer respects the patriarch in Moscow, but she can't separate her faith from his country.
One of the most important in your life is to have strong roots
with your spiritual family, she says. But that family of Orthodox churches in Russia and Ukraine is now fractured by war. Lauren Freyer, NPR News in Lviv, Ukraine.